So please welcome Sabrina.
Hi, everybody. I was taking my sister out to dinner, so apologize for not being here. It's her birthday. That's Gwen right there. It's her birthday. Nice to be here with you this evening, Slow Leo. Nice to see everybody. I see a lot of familiar faces and people I have yet to meet. How are you? Good. Good. Me too. So the theme of the night is about face. And when I saw that theme, I thought what it feels like to change direction abruptly. So maybe that's happening. Probably every time that's happening, it's happening without our explicit permission. Like we have inertia in one direction, and then all of a sudden we're yanked in another one, seemingly yanked, right? We're making decisions for ourselves and forming our life, possibly without our own permission. So that's the story I'm going to tell you tonight. So I lived and worked in Chicago as a comedian for many years and loved it, and lived a very comedian lifestyle. And I drank quite a bit, and I stayed out really late, and I partied hardy, and I was inappropriate and a bad role model to myself and everything else you can imagine that that a comedian would be doing in Chicago throughout her 20s. And my about face moment is probably the reason I'm talking to you tonight. It's probably what brought me out here to the West Coast. And it happened very abruptly. I mean, sometimes we reflect back on our lives and we're like, I can't remember the exact moment. I do. I remember the moment when that part of my life was over, and I had gone to bed early, shockingly, without booze in my system. Had just eaten a sandwich and went to sleep, you know, like a normal person. And this was a night that my boyfriend wasn't staying at the house with me, so it was a little unusual, because I was at the house by myself. And then at like 2:30 in the morning, I woke up in a sweat, in a cold sweat, in a body sweat, you know? And felt out of my body, which is a relief because that body was in so much pain. And I felt like I had a hot poker right here in my side, piercing it. And it was so painful that it was like in and out of consciousness kind of painful, you know, like you'd come back to and be like, oh shit, I'm back. And let's deal with that. And that went on until the sun came up. And in the midst of that pain, I feel like there's people in the room who understand what it means for your body to be in pain. It's totally out of your control. It's an inertia outside of your control. And I'd never experienced anything like it. And in the midst of all of that, I felt in my heart, that's over. That time is done. Done. Surgery, cut. Everything's different from now on. And it is. And it truly is. And obviously, like, I eventually made my way to the phone and the hospital. And then I got a really vague diagnosis back that was basically like, wow, it's like your stomach, so you have a lot of pain. So I'm like, you have a lot of pain. I was like, all right. But I knew what it was. I knew what it was. And it was like my warning shot. You know what I mean? It was like the gunshot, and you're like, oh, now I was running, but then I heard the gunshot. I got like a faulty start, basically. And that was like, turn around and run the other way, like here's your warning shot. So that set into motion this trajectory of events that has landed me here, and I couldn't be any happier to be here with you. And it could not have felt more like a snap to soldier. This is what's really important. This is what's actually happening right now for me. So thank you, Slow Leo.